and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, June 30th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk of culture. We talk about a specific area of culture as we celebrate our march towards independence. Today, I'm hoping to have via Zoom Miss Christina Carroll, and we're trying to connect with her right now. But in studio, I have Miss Pam Burnside, who is a culturalist, who is going to basically do the introduction of Miss Christine Carroll. Actually, she owns her own dance studio, and I can confirm all that information, but we're going to have a dynamic show. Today is Flag Day, right? And that means it's 11 o'clock. It's 11:08. At 11 o'clock, the entire Bahamas, across the country, was raising their flag. Right? The Bahamas flag, having a whole ceremony today. So that was something spectacular, and I'm sure that you will be seeing such on the news program. So we are still waiting on Miss Christine Carroll to join us via Zoom so we can start our program. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask Miss Pam Burnside to give me a brief introduction on who Miss Christine Carroll is. Now, mind you, let me bring the mic close to you. Sorry about that.
She's just waiting for the Zoom link, she said.
The Zoom link? She needs the Zoom link itself? Yes. Okay, let me resend that. So let me resend the Zoom link, and then I could do that. I know I sent it previously.
Yes, you did.
But let me work on that. But in the meantime, Ms. Burnside, mm-hmm. explain to me who Ms. Christine Carroll is.
Okay, so Christine Carroll is of Shirley Hall Bass, who was the late Shirley Hall Bass, who was a world-class dancer from Chicago. She was in charge of the Sammy Dyer School in Chicago. Sammy Dyer was her mentor, and they had a group called the Dyerettes who danced around the world, and Shirley actually came to the Bahamas and choreographed for Freddie Munnings for the Cat and Fiddle many years ago. So she and her husband were traveling around, and they got to the Bahamas and realized it was such a nice place to stay that she decided that she was going to put down roots here in the Bahamas. And she, of course, started a dance school here, and I was one of the first dancers to be in her school. And we started out dancing at the Oaksville Hangar, which is right opposite the Cenotaph there on, I guess that's University Drive now. It used to be Oaksville. And she went on and on from there. She still had the Sammy Dyer School, so she would spend part of the year here in Nassau and part of the year in Chicago. And then we started an exchange program with the parents of the students in the class, the Council of Women, the Bahamas Auxiliary Council of Women, and we started the Bahamas Dance Theater, and we would have exchange programs. So the first show that we did, the Chicago group came over to the Bahamas after we had practiced for the show, and they joined us, and we put on Peter Pan at the Dundas Theater, and it was the first time Bahamians saw Peter Pan flying over the stage, because they had the whole pulley system for the first time that was used in Nassau, and that was so exciting. And the following year, we went to Chicago to dance with them, and that continued for many years, and they still have the Bahamas Dance Theater operating here in the Bahamas. Gail Alton is one of the people in charge, and Sonia Roberts. They were all students of Shirley, actually, who took over the school when she died. and they also have a school in Grand Bahama. So Shirley Hall Bass's legacy is very, very real here in the Bahamas. She touched the lives of hundreds of Bahamians over many, many years, and it has really made a difference. So Kristen, who also lived in the Bahamas every summer, she would come to spend summer with her Aunt Shirley. And so she is more Bahamian than some of the Bahamians that are here. She danced with Colors, Junkanoo Group. She worked at the University of the Bahamas for several years, and she wanted to keep Shirley's legacy alive. So she formed this group that is called the Shirley Hall Bass Dance Educators Forum, which is now 5 years old. I've been a part of the group for, I wasn't involved in the first one, but anyway, involved. And so they are having a forum. Of course, COVID put it off, so we were having virtual forums over the past couple of years. But this is going to be the first in-person forum that will be happening July 27th to the 30th here in Nassau. And we're very excited about what's going to be happening this year.
And while you try to get in contact with Carol again.
I've made it.
Oh, excellent. How are you?
Hi, Kristen.
I apologize. I was sitting here with such anxiety. Where is the Zoom link? Where is the Zoom link?
I'm excited that you're connected with us. And Pam did a great job doing an introduction of you to explain who you are. But I want to have an introduction or explanation on who is Shirley Hall Bass. But let me start this, preempt that introduction that you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
In 1973, we had a dance production, a dance phenomenon happening at the Independence Day celebration.
In Fort Charlotte.
That was choreographed, I was told, by your grand aunt.
Yes, it was.
So I mentioned that to show the significance, particularly at this particular time as we march towards our independence. We have in the embodiment of Shirley Hall Bass, a person who has dedicated, who has put the skin in the game, who has helped us move toward independence. And now her grandniece is here in country, who also has done a tremendous job helping us move as Bohemians, is now putting on a production, a school, for lack of a better word. But without further ado, I want you to explain in your own words who your grand aunt is.
Absolutely, I would love to. Well, for those of you who may not know, my great aunt Shirley Hall Bass was actually born in Chicago, Illinois. She was such a true Bahamian by the time she'd spent her 30 years there. I don't know that everyone realized a quite prolific career touring with headliners like Nat King Cole, Sammy Davis Jr., Sarah Vaughan throughout the United States in the late 40s and all through the 1950s. She was a part of a performing arts group called the Diorettes that were the opening act at the Apollo Theater from 1954 to 1958. And while on tour with Count Basie and Duke Ellington, she made the acquaintance of a gentleman you might have heard of named Freddie Munnings.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing clarinet. He was on tour with her. He loved her staging and choreography. And he invited her to work with him in the Bahamas, where she had been on tour as a very young girl. 1947 was the first trip that the Diorettes made to the Bahamas to dance. And they began a collaborative relationship, which then turned into, because the Bahamas was right on the cusp, this is 1967, right? Really, she was working with Freddie Munnings in the 60s, but by 1967, we had this the burgeoning independence, the vibe of, hey, what's our culture? Where are our classes? What is our culture? What is our identity for our students? We want our children to have the best. And my understanding is that she was able to make great relationships and great partnerships. And as much as I love to venerate my aunt, I have to say that in studying her work and her legacy, what she was able to do was collaborate, mm-hmm. right, and convince and work together with a group of mothers who formed the very first league. And Pamela Burnside was one of those very first students.
Mm-hmm.
They used to meet at Oaks Field. It was very informal at first, but because of the success and the professionalism of my aunt, the productions, she brought all of her years of professional showbiz practice to the Bahamas, so that the shows that the children were doing A lot of people, when we did our interviews, talked about the 1975 production of West Side Story, which was done by Government High, and then ran on to the Dundas as a semi-professional production where they were charging tickets to do staging for our independents.
Along with the other Bohemian dances.
In collaboration. And so I really like to hold up that example that she set, both valuing culture. This year, so I'm taking her legacy. She had huge impact on the Bahamas in terms of dance education. And also this lens, which is very important. I want to say this very clearly because it's the focus of our conference this year. It's an anti-colonial lens on dance education. When I say dance to you, so often people say and think of ballet as the foundation of dance, but that's a European classical dance form. And our African traditions are so much older. The things that we see in Junkanoo, the heel toe, the conch style, we need to empower our children with an understanding of their own identity and their own culture. And through that, they learn history, they learn geography. And as I said before, they learn social emotional skills like collaboration, creativity, critical thinking. So as you said, sir, at the beginning, you know, this is our 50th independence, year of independence. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, is our schooling adequate? I know we're talking about math and reading, but are we empowering our children with the life skills that they need, right? Not to just do what they're told, not to just pass a test, right? But to be able to collaborate and think critically about their culture, to understand who they are as a people, to understand how to use their talents and their gifts. And Pamela's very well versed in the orange economy. This is a tourist economy. We really need to understand that the arts are a viable and legitimate career. So our aim this year with the Shirley Hall Bass Dance Educators Forum to be hosted at the University of the Bahamas in support of the Ministry of Education, as well as the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. All three bodies are collaborating. And I think this is really, again, an excellent model of the type of work that we need to do. And we're bringing these three bodies together to provide a space for public school educators, private school educators, dance teachers, members of the public, and of course the bodies that pass legislation. Because the goal of the Shirley Hall Bass Legacy Project is to make performing arts education available to each and every child in the Bahamas, in the archipelago, not just Nassau, not just for the kids who can afford it, but to make it part of public education. We are so happy to hear in the news, there's been so much media and discussion about the push for performing arts school. Our work is with Dr. Ian Strawn, who's been very supportive in working with Dean Barkey around the development of a performing arts degree, a dance degree. We're at the beginning stage supporting them with our research, with our advocacy, to make sure that when we talk about performing arts degrees, we're not talking about turning out a bunch of ballerinas. Right? That's not the goal in this type of education. This is nation building work that we're embarking on. And we're hoping to widen our base by making it very clear to not only the powers that be, but to the general educator, to the classroom teacher, that if you want better results in your classroom, if you want your children coming to school excited and engaged, then we can add movement and music and drama to the curriculum. Right? So
go ahead, Christian. I wanted to go ahead. I know this Zoom thing is always going to delay, but I want to interject here, right?
Yes.
On July 27th to July 30th,
yes.
Right? You are planning to have a forum, right? Hosted in the Bahamas, in Nassau, right?
Yes.
And you are inviting a segment of the Bahamas that who embraces performing arts. And I want you to talk more about that. Who should attend this forum that is happening on July 27th to July 30th.
I'm so grateful for this opportunity. We have assembled an incredible 4 days. We are bringing to the island regional scholars, Nicolene DeGrasse Johnson, who was previously with the Enda Manning School of Performing Arts in Jamaica. We're bringing Robert Bain's recommendation, Sharon Trotman from Barbados, who studied with Pearl Primus, one of the preeminent Black dance scholars who traveled to Africa and learned. She is bringing the techniques and methods of Pearl Primus here for our pre-professional dancers, students that are ages 15 and above will be able to take a Pearl Primus class with Sharon Trotman from Barbados. They're going to be able to take a Catherine Dunham technique class with Amansu Eason, who has studied with Catherine Dunham. who also really valued, like my aunt, like Lavinia Williams, these women valued the indigenous cultural practices and dance forms of the Bahamas. So we're bringing those two workshops as a part of the forum for our pre-professional dance teachers. We're also going to be, and it's been wonderful to partner with the U.S. Embassy and Dr. Oriaki, with the Office of Academic Affairs, who are sponsoring our public lecture series at the UB Library. We're in the evening, and that's going to be our lecture series starts at 7 p.m. in the American Corner Spaces. You're going to be able to hear three different academic scholars speak on the relevance of performing arts education to culture and society. These are going to be engaging public lectures, again, talking about the legacy of Pearl Primus and what she had to do with arts education, how we can be more culturally responsive. They come bringing themselves, they come bringing their culture, they come bringing their home life. And so how can we as responsible, culturally responsive educators acknowledge and honor the cultural traditions and practices of our students and integrate them into our teaching? It's really best practice. We are also on Saturday having a full day of forums, workshops, and informational sessions. It starts at 8:30, registration starts at 8:30, and it goes all the way until 3 o'clock. We're focusing, if you can register, and I'm gonna say at Shirley Bass Project on Instagram, registration is free for all teachers. That's how serious we are, okay? A full day of education, information, and resources. And if you can register before July 10th, our independence, it's free. For $30, you can come and enjoy it as well. But that's the. On Sunday, we are having, and Pamela has been so wonderful with this. She's been our host every year as we've done this virtually. It's really important to recognize the history, right, and the practitioners that you have in the Bahamas. So we're going to be recognizing Robert Bain as a Lifetime Achievement, right, award winner with the Shirley Hall Bass Legacy Project for all of his incredible work with the National Dance Company. He, of course, was one of the founding members. He was faculty on the National Dance School originally. And we're also recognizing, we have an award called the Shirley Hall Bass Legacy Award. And I say this is when you're doing it like Shirley, right? When you're exposing the children to different cultures, you're taking them abroad, you're teaching them not just dance, but theater and management and ticket sales. You're giving them the whole package. So this year, we're really excited to be honoring Gail Alton-Moncour and Eliana Mackey-Burrows, who are from the Bahamas All-Stars. That is going to be a performance at the Performing Arts Center at UB at 3 o'clock on Sunday. We're also going to be presenting scholarships. What? Yes. We're going to be giving scholarships to students who are going to be studying dance this summer as a part of several cultural exchange workshops. And we have a wonderful relationship with our Bahamian American dancer who's just retired, and we're supporting one of her students as well. So it's every morning there's going to be an 8 a.m. free public dance class. We have a liturgical dance class on Sunday, if you can get up at 8 before church and come and join us. But really to emphasize that dance is not an elitist, highbrow form. Dance is life. Dance is culture. And in the Bahamas, where health issues are so related to diet and exercise, I cannot imagine a more important agenda or mission than getting dance and movement in our public schools, getting a degree program at the University of the Bahamas so that we can perpetuate a really important practice. And that's our own culture, right? It has to be. So that's the forum. Really exciting presenters. In dance, you know, you can't write it down. Someone has to show you. And so to be able to give to the Bahamas the legacy of Catherine Dunham, passed on directly by one of her students, the legacy of Pearl Primus, passed on directly by one of her students, the best way for us to do that was to bring those people there. So I'm really proud of my team. I'm really grateful to Ian Strawn, Dr. Strawn, and Dr. Oyaki at UB for their incredible support. And you got Pamela Burnside on this phone. She is the most incredible cultural advocate.
She's an icon, definitely. But you assembled
it.
You have assembled some of the best dancers in the world to come down to the Bahamas for this forum, right? And you are, besides gearing the forum towards dancers, young and old, and who want to pursue a professional dance career, you also are targeting dance teachers, right?
And speakers as well. So I'll say it to be just very clear. We have four audiences. Our main audience for this year is the school, the regular school teacher. Hi, I teach English in high school. Hi, I'm a math teacher. Hi, I'm a science teacher. How do you integrate movement and music into your practice? I'm ready to tell you how. Our second audience are those students that you were speaking of. And our third is the dance teacher. Sharon, Amansu, and Nicolene are going to be giving them methodology classes. We're going to be having a panel discussion around decolonizing and decentering ballet in your dance practice, right? How can we value our indigenous? So yes, we're going to be doing professional development for dance teachers. We're going to be providing professional and advanced training for those dancers who are unable. We got some fantastic dance teachers on this island, but there gets to be that place where you're nearly a professional and you want somebody to polish you up. We're bringing people down for those advanced pre-professional dancers. And we're really, really trying to reach out to the public through our American Spaces series, those evening. It's going to be Thursday evening, Friday evening, and Saturday evening at 7 o'clock at the library, where anyone will be able to come. It's not going to be, you know, over your head. It's going to be talking about why performing arts is a valuable and important part of our culture.
Ms. Carroll, your organization has been working with the Ministry of Education to try create a dance degree, a bachelor's degree in dance. Tell me how that goes.
So there's this is what is so important to understand. If you be, as they are, very interested and very invested in developing performing arts degree, whether it's dance and drama or dance and drama separately, they want to do that. And that is important. And that should be recognized as a very honorable goal. But if I haven't had any students trained in dance in high school, and we don't have any students who have had any dance experience in elementary school, our college students are not going to be very well prepared or even interested in that degree. So our view at the Shirley Hall Bass Project is a very wide view. We are talking about a national dance program. And that's why it's so important that I'm speaking both with the University of the Bahamas, as they are invested in developing this very important degree, but also supporting the Ministry of Education, and these are in collaboration through government, but supporting the Ministry of Education in recognizing, and this is hard to say, I don't want to be critical, it's not okay for us to borrow the U.S. standards for arts education. We're not the United States. We need to develop our own standards based on our own practices and our own culture. And from kindergarten through high school, providing teachers with opportunities to inform and engage children so that they will want to become professional dancers, so that they will want to pursue that as a higher tertiary degree. So it's a very wide, holistic program. What Dr. Butler and I have done at the university so far towards these very wide goals is outline the steps that it takes to, there's a board assembled at the university that's looking into the pieces and parts of what it takes to build an advisory board around performing arts. But the important piece is also, you need to do surveys. We need an economist to decide what are the exact dollar amounts that we're talking about. When we say, you can get a job as a dancer. What do you mean? How much am I making? We need to be able to provide there's a list of requirements that the government puts you through to develop that degree. So we are committed to supporting the university in preparing those documents and doing that research so that they can enact a performing arts degree. At the elementary and high school level, there's a similar procedure. We've done research around the benefits of performing arts education, the implications of social emotional learning as it relates to dance education. We have looked at other curricular models from the region, and I'm sad to say that the best model of curriculum in elementary and primary schools in Trinidad and Tobago. So it's about looking at those other curriculum models, looking at our own practices and needs, and then beginning to develop standards. I am working with Ms. Antoinette Thompson, who is at the Ministry of Education, on a performing arts professional learning community so that we can come together as a group of theater, dance, and develop nationwide goals for the benefit of our children, who will then be prepared to go to the University of the Bahamas and study at a tertiary degree level, theater and dance. So I hope I've explained that well. I can't send you to college unless you've had it in high school. You can't do it in high school unless you've had it in elementary school.
Yes.
And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive agenda.
Our government has made a commitment to the Bahamas performing arts. In fact, to create a performance arts school.
Yes.
Right. And I was talking to Ms. Burnside off air earlier. Right. Because I know she's involved in the Orange community. Right. In terms of making money through the Orange community. And I'm assuming that a performance arts school will create opportunities for Bahamians to even make money via that. Right. And I want to know which your organization and these forums that you've been having for the last 5 years in your curriculum that helps Bahamian monetize this dance thing.
I think that it's important to recognize that when we say that there are benefits to being a performing artist, that certainly you can pursue a career and there is an orange economy to have and to uphold and to celebrate. But it is also very true that the experiences of the dancers, of the people who have these experiences, have life skills that benefit them in an overall. So I think I'm avoiding answering your question in a way. Mm-hmm. Ask me your question again.
I want to know if we can make money from this.
How are we supporting? Yeah, yes, because you're not going to make any money producing a boo-boo product.
Yes.
Now, that's why I said it. And so our goal is to create a quality performing arts education track so that at the time when those people are ready to create, they are creating a quality excellent product.
And on the other hand, Kristen, and I have to put this in here, the government needs to be able to provide the opportunity for the arts environment in the country. So it has to go hand in hand, you know. You have, and that is what is happening now. We have all of these professional orange economy trained people in the country who leave the country in order to make a living because there is no way that they're making it easy for you to earn a living in your own country doing the things that you've been trained to do.
Yes, I want to say...
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, and I like it because I don't want to be political. You know how I go, right? Ms. Carol.
Yes.
Your aunt afforded opportunity for Bahamians to travel abroad and experience that Chicago training.
Yes.
Right? I would like to know what's your current... organization. Do you do that now?
How
can Bahamians benefit regarding that, the opportunities?
So that's exactly right. So as we are supporting the development of performing arts degree program at UB, in the meanwhile, whatever shall we do, right? Because we still need this training. We still need these dance teachers. There are 50,000 public school children in Nassau and only 3 certified dance teachers. So the Shirley Hall Bass Foundation, it's our 5th year. We have been growing scholarships. So first local scholarships, then cultural exchange scholarships. And now we are identifying universities around the country. We have a team of researchers, including Shell Parkins from the University of Wisconsin, who's launching their, they were the first people to offer a dance education degree in the United States. We are looking through undergraduate degree dance programs, not only for to send offer scholarships and support to send our Bahamian students in the meanwhile, but what are those programs offering so that our Bahamian educator, dance educator, will come back culturally responsive? We don't want to pay for Bahamian students to go away and learn a whole lot of ballet and just come back and just teach ballet. We want them to go away and learn critical thinking, pedagogy, you know, culturally responsive practices. But next year, and we're announcing this year, we're going to be offering support for study abroad, for college. You need performing arts education degree.
Nice.
If you get admitted, and that's the same thing that we're doing now. If in high school, if you're a high school student, if you are accepted into an Alvin Ailey dance program or Dance Theater of Harlem this year, Robert Bain is taking a group of students to Chicago. We will support those students as they go abroad. Next year, we're going to be offering that at the tertiary level. So our scholarships have been growing. Well, first year, we just had a local scholarship. Then we had a local and high school scholarship. And next year, we're going to be offering local high school and college scholarships.
Ms. Carol, we have someone who wants to engage you online, so let me patch that person through. Producer, patch that person, please. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. Hey!
Good morning.
This is Mr. Munnings, actually.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
I want to congratulate Ms. Carol and Pam and everybody involved with this excellent program that she's articulating this morning. Shirley Hall Bass was very special to us, as you very well know. But Shirley brought a level of quality to the arts in the Bahamas that helped many of our local dancers to be exposed, not only locally, but as you know, she took them literally all over the United States, but particularly Chicago, where she had this summer program and a cultural exchange between the Sammy Dyer program there and her program here. Both of my daughters were, my older daughter in particular, was fortunate enough to study with Shirley. And it's not that you want to be a dancer, it's just that they taught the children such ethics and such responsibility as human beings to express themselves. And so I totally agree with you. As Pam said, our government, and I'm putting this out there, our government need to create the environment for us to develop an entertainment orange economy in the Bahamas, where when our students would have gone to various places, Albanalia and other places, and get their training, come back and develop this country. Mm-hmm. We have over 7 million tourists coming to the Bahamas. And you know what we show them when they come? The other night I was at a place, I wouldn't call the name because I don't want to embarrass them, and I saw an entire show that was an imitation of Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Oh, totally unaccepted. What I'm saying, Pam, and to the orange economy and to your guest, Mr. New, to create an industry.
Correct.
And I think they're saying the same thing. But mm-hmm. the government has to get on board. Establish an Entertainment Cultural Heritage Encouragement Act to get the private sector business person to invest in the orange economy so that we could give these 7 million plus visitors a Bahamian experience as Shirley Hall Bass did as the Captain Phil in the 1950s.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Go on,
thank you very much. And congratulations. I hope maybe to meet you, Ms. Carol, while you're here. I'm sure my brother Raphael and myself would love to talk with you. Shirley was a very special individual to the country, but particularly to the Munnings family.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
That leads me to ask you this question, Ms. Carol, right? How important is having cultural dance and cultural heritage? I know that you, for your forum during July 27 to July 30th, you plan to have public lectures about decolonizing dance, right? And even that you would have to explain to me, because the wider Bohemian public, what do you mean when decolonizing dance, right? But how important is local and heritage and local cultural dance? How important is that?
It's everything. It is everything. I wish we could have Dr. Nicolene DeGrasse Johnson on this call, because she's helped me so much.
Yeah.
It's a little esoteric, but I want you to understand this. We think of arts and performance as extra, right? After I've paid my light bill, I might be able to do something a little extra, you know? But we don't see it as actually the evidence of our existence, of our culture. The songs that we sing, the dances that we do, are the evidence of our people, of their history, of their experiences. It's all right there in their arts. That the arts are made of. If we keep going off to Michael Jackson and giving tourists what they want or what they know or what they need, we will lose ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say I'm going to say it like this. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and the first trip I made to the Bahamas, I was 6 months old. What has helped me as a human being were those summer trips to the Bahamas, where I, as a young woman or a young child, realized there are other ways of living. This is not the only way. There are different cultural ideas. There are different cultural values. And for us not to uphold our own identity as Bahamians is problematic.
Right.
So when I say decolonizing dance education, I'm going to tell you that in our perusal of degree programs in dance in the United States, what they offer for 4 years is ballet, 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 and modern dance.
Mm-hmm.
And the modern dance that they're teaching was developed by three white men in the 50s and the 60s as they were taking from Afro-diaspora forms and combining them with ballet. And so if all I know is European dance form, let me put it to you like this. People dance for a lot of reasons. Some people dance as a part of their spiritual practice. Some people dance for the self-expression or to communicate an idea. And so when I talk about culture, that's what I mean. The reason when we do ballet, we are telling a story to entertain. Mm-hmm. It's a very shallow, it's a very light, it's a whole lot of work. Don't get me wrong. I used to dance on my toes. It's very difficult, but it does not carry for a Bahamian the same cultural significance. We are not a part of King Louis XIV's court where that danced, right?
Okay.
And so I think it's really important as Pearl Primus and Catherine Dunham and my aunt. Catherine Dunham was a cultural anthropologist trained at the University of Chicago. She was also a dancer. And so for her, what was important was to go to Haiti, was to go to the Bahamas, was to go to Trinidad and Tobago and learn those dance forms. Because you know what? They were not being taught in the United States. Mm-hmm. And they are still not being taught in the United States.
So breaking it all down, and Freddie would enjoy this, is what he's saying is be who you is.
Be who you is. I have another call who wants to engage you. So let me do that. And we're going to take a brief break, and then I want you to remind me about what's happening. But let me take this call first, then we take a break, and then you remind me about the 4 days forum.
Yes, but, thank you.
Okay, producer Pastor, call us through. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
A pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, how you doing?
Sparky here, and to your wonderful guest. Mr. Nuri, I tell you, sometimes you have missed, like the children of the day, you have missed a lot. A lot of times I try to tell you old history, and you cut me off so quick, like Freddie Munnins and your guest know. We met Shirley Olbass back in the 70s, the 60s, 70s, 80s. I remember meeting her when she brought a group of people from up Maywood, Chicago, Chicago. Then she brought a group of young girls down here, and their parents came with them. Their mothers came with them. Because I was responsible for taking the money as well as the Cabaret Theater while Shirley Olbass had the kids. The thing is, back then, when she used to be the Cat and the Fiddle, I remember her, I think it was her and Freddie Munnins brought down a show where they actually had an ice skater on the stage, where they fixed up the stage with ice in the Cat and Fiddle on the eastern stage of the Cat and Fiddle, where I remember a lady in a white and a blue outfit actually skating on ice. In the Bahamas, those are the things that used to happen in this country back then that I don't see it happening now. All I see is a bunch of drunkenness, drugs, and violence. If we bring back the things what we had, the entertainment like Freddie Munnins always talking about, instead of taking everything over Paradise Island and into these big hotels, bring them over the hill where people used to come, over the hill where the people live.
And this is what Miss Carol is talking about, Miss Christine. She has created a forum, a platform, whereas we're going to celebrate us and develop a curriculum, and eventually a dance degree. And this is what she's talking about. But go ahead, briefly explain, so because we're going to take a break, and I want you to explain what's happening. Go ahead. I want you to quickly respond. Miss Carol?
I think that what he has said is exactly what I see. Every time I come to the island, I interview the tourists on the plane. They all go to Atlantis and they never leave. So the Zanzibar, the Cat and the Fiddle, the idea that people are traveling, this is also a message for tourism, right? Mm-hmm. Because why are people coming to the island? What is their idea of luxury? What is their idea of culture? We have to change what's being messaged as to why they're coming. The people on the plane don't know if it's an independent country. They don't know if they take you, they don't. I think Americans coming to Atlantis, and they need to understand that, and we need to understand that we have a culture that is not Atlantis. Yeah. And that is something to be celebrated and shared.
Mm-hmm. It's more than just sunset and sea.
Definitely. So we can take a brief commercial break now. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Christine Carroll, who is the niece of grandniece of Shirley Hall Bass. And this lady who has added so much culture to the Bahamas and helping us develop our cultural aspirations. And now they're having a forum in honor of her. And there's a 5-year program that they've been doing this, right? Promoting culture and promoting dance in the Bahamas. And I'm going to prod Ms. Carol Moore to give us more information on this forum she plans to have on 27th, thanks, to the 30th. So we're going to take this brief commercial break right now. And when we come back, we can talk more to Ms. Carol. Guiding Radio AM.
Of independence, cross the finish line in an electric ride. Easy Car Sales invites you to take back your independence and free yourself from expensive gas and repairs. Own the road in an all-powerful, all-clean, and all-electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales. Dump the pump and power up at home as easy as you charge your phone. You'll find many models to suit your lifestyle and your budget. Visit easy242.com or call us to find out more.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Girl, I'm getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The Games started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the Games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
Today's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this peak road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only 817-3295. Email sales at Janae's. .com. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have Kristen Carroll, who's from Chicago, who's in Chicago now. And she's talking about a forum, the Shirley Hall Bass Dance Educators Forum, which is going to be happening on July 27th to July 30th. And I wanted to go over that forum again. Remind me of the dates. Remind me where it's going to be. Tell me who's supposed to attend this forum. Why is it beneficial to the Bahamas? Why should we be excited? We know who Shirley Hall Bass is and how important she is to the Bahamian cultural identity, right? All of the sacrifices and dedication she've done for the Bahamas in development of dance, and right? And that the family continues to give back. But we want to know, coming July 27th through 30th, what's happening?
Here we go. So we have a phenomenal Bahamian woman who's right now, her name is Akitha Carey, and she does a dynamic, women's female empowerment. She talks a lot about, again, decolonization of the curriculum. She's very focused on regional Caribbean dance styles. She's going to start with an 8 a.m. fitness workshop at the University of the Bahamas Performing Arts Center. Most of the programming we're going to be having is going to be at UB. The university has been a very gracious and fantastic host, particularly Dr. Yunstron and Dr. Oriaki are very clear about the importance of this work. At 9 a.m., we are going to be doing a cultural programming site visit. So as I said, we're working with Dorica Delavaux Grant, who is one of Shirley Hall Bass's students, and as you know, is now the acting director of culture. She is going to be facilitating our tour as we go and see what is the current circumstance of the Bahamas right now. So those are for our registered guests. We'll be looking at students, working with their teachers on site during the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture's summer dance programming. At 5 o'clock, we have a free advanced Pearl Primus dance workshop for pre-professional dancers that are 15 and older with Sharon Trotman from Barbados. And then also at UB, at the pack on that giant stage. At 7 o'clock on Thursday, we have a free public lecture with, again, Akitha. She's going to be talking about aesthetics, dance education and aesthetics. If I've only been looking at ballet, then ballet is the only thing I want to look at. What other things are there? What other forms? What are these contributions and futures? On Friday, we're going to be having, again, a free public dance workshop, and we're working with the Bahamas Dance Association so we can reach archipelago. Our family islands are going to be having some workshops as well. We're working on those now. We have at 5 p.m. on Friday, a free advanced Catherine Dunham dance workshop. This is so important for me personally to be bringing these incredibly gifted professional dance teachers down. And as I said, Amansu studied with Catherine Dunham. What could be more fantastic than that? From 5 to 6:30 p.m. These classes are free, but you have to register in advance at Shirley Bass Legacy Project on Instagram, or we have a Facebook as well. And just make sure you register in advance because seating, the spacing is going to be limited, I think, for these free advanced dance workshops. And then on Friday at 7 p.m., we're going to have Dr. Shel Parkins, who just received her PhD from Columbia University in New York and has been empowered with a great, just establishing this huge dance education program at the University of Wisconsin. She's going to be talking about centering students' heritage and contemporary cultures in the classroom. So this is, again, culturally responsive, decolonizing dance. Who are you teaching? Let's teach the people in front of us, right? Let's address what they need. And then Saturday is the forum. It starts at 8 a.m. again with a fitness class at the PAC, and then we'll have an 8:30 registration. Our registration, I'm going to say this again, if you are a school teacher on the island and you want to come, register before July 10th, and it is absolutely free to you, all of this. Bahamian Continental Breakfast, plenary speaking, a panel discussion in the library auditorium, and we're going to have concurrent targeted workshops. Again, these are for primary school teachers, high school teachers, and going to be receiving methods classes as well as practicum. So come ready to move, okay? Come ready to move, but also come ready to learn how to share these incredible dance forms with your students. That day goes on. We have concurrent workshops until 3 p.m. And then 7 p.m., free public lecture. I'm very excited to hear Sharon Trotman talk about her relationship with this incredible dance educator and researcher, Pearl Primus. She traveled to Africa in the 50s and came back with such rich research that has really informed West African dance practice in this hemisphere. On Sunday, we have a liturgical dance class at 8 a.m., and then we'll be having a 3 o'clock culminating event and awards presentation. Please register in advance. Seating is limited. We're going to have the Bahamian All-Stars Flag Girls starting us off. We're going to present our student scholarship awards and give these tributes to Gail Ottman-Cour, Eliana Burrows-Mackey, and of course, the incomparable Robert Bain is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. So if these people mean something to you, come on out and celebrate them on Sunday. It's really important that we recognize that in the Bahamas, I'm not saying we have all we need, but we have people and models and practices that need to be held up. So we're both, my organization does both. We celebrate and recognize and uplift the Bahamian legacy, and we are also pushing for more, right? We need more opportunities for our children to learn how to express themselves clearly and creatively.
And give me the dates again. And do you have social media? I know you have a website.
We have so much social media. We are Shirley Hall Bass Dance Educators Forum on Facebook. So you do that pound Shirley Hall Bass Dance Educators Forum. You'll see lots of information. If you want to go directly to Instagram, it's at Shirley Bass Project, at Shirley Bass Project. And you will see a link where you can click for the registration. We are going to be launching our website for the forum on the 5th of July. So I will be sure to share that with you. If you have a website for your radio program, you might want to send people there as well.
Yes.
But I really appreciate this opportunity. July 27th through the 30th at the University of the Bahamas. It's going to be phenomenal.
It was definitely my pleasure. Your aunt has done tremendous for the Bahamas in general in terms of dance here. So definitely we'll make space for you. But I'm going to use the closing commentary for my special guest, Pam Burnside, because you know she's the premier for this Orange Economy inside the Bahamas. Talk to me about what should we be looking toward.
Right. Well, we need to have, you know, we need to go back to where we were 50 years back, where Bahamian was appreciated, Bahamian was respected, Bahamian was the do-all and be-all, and we need that to happen again, but we need the government and all of the powers that be to be on board and to listen to the experts that are already in the country and just give them the, facilitate them to do what we need to do to move this country forward.
And again, I want to thank you, Kristen Carroll, for what you're doing in terms of creating a degree at the University of the Bahamas for dance. I'm excited about that. I know a number of dancers, young dancers, who always question, so what do I do after this, right? And to know that we are creating and crafting a degree program that they can go to the next level, that they can come back home and do their craft and make money from it. So I want to just say I appreciate that.
I thank you so much for this opportunity and for the opportunity for us to say aloud and recognize that the Bahamas is the best place in the world. Yes. And that we have to make sure that we don't always look away. We have to look inside. We have to look right where we have what we need. We just have to be critically thinking about it, right? We have to be, we're going to do this. I'm so excited. Thank you for this opportunity.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Chris.
Guardian Radio, AM in the morning with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day. Happy Independence, happy Flag Day. Yeah. Go out there and celebrate being Bahamian. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.